partly why archaeology is there.
And which is the interesting aspect about the archaeology. The archaeology demonstrates and illustrates what you often don't see in the other types of records. It's, you know, why do historic archaeology at all? Don't you have documents? Don't you know what happened? You often have the skeleton. You often have the... We know the first one was here. We know there were this many number of people. We know what the function of the town site was. But archaeology, historic archaeology, gives you that material dimension about things that people don't talk about, that are boring or overlooked, or groups of people that, you know, the classic phrase is disenfranchised. You know, who writes the history books? Well, you know,
the Caucasian
Euro-American men who are wealthy and blah blah blah. I mean, but you know, and I know that that's obviously changed in the last several decades, in particular. But historic archaeology has the ability to add to that dimension of what about, you know, in our cases we've just been talking about. Native Alaskans. I'm sure they're out there, but where are the diaries of Native Alaskans in turn of the century, 20th century Alaska? I don't think there are any for the Upper Koyukuk. I can't obviously speak for the rest of the state, and I won't. But none have come to my eyes. You know, I mean, obviously these people were here before the gold rush. They were there during the gold rush, and they were there after the gold rush. And that's, you know, at Coldfoot in particular. You know, I mean, it's like, you have this mass of humanity pass through the Koyukuk, come and go, and yet you've got this group of people who were there beforehand, and how did they adapt to this onslaught, essentially, of thousands of people? How did they adapt to that, again, that barter, that cash economy that came in? Were they recipient passive, recipients of this event? Were they active participants in it? Were they calling the shots? Who knows?